When people's rights are under attack, what do we do? Rise up, fight back! When people's rights are under
San Francisco's Mayor London Breed has proposed a two-year budget plan amounting to more than $29 billion. The mayor's budget attempts to close a projected $780 million deficit by cutting into some city services. Fred Sherbin Zimmer is the executive director of the Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco. She says the budget shows a politician's priorities. She says that to recover from the pandemic that has impoverished low-income San Franciscans, essential services must not be sidelined.
Low-income San Franciscans need the food bank. Low-income San Franciscans need childcare. They need code enforcement when their ceilings collapse. Families need affordable housing, and those things cannot be cut. And the budget is a moral document that says what our politicians' priority is.
Mayor Breed wants to allocate $692 million to create 600 shelter beds and 545 housing units over the next year to address homelessness. But according to some advocates, prioritizing shelter instead of long-term and affordable housing ultimately exacerbates homelessness. At the same time, Breed plans to cut two tenant assistance programs that have proven their effectiveness, the Code Enforcement Outreach Program and the SRO Collaborative Programs. Sherburn Zimmer says reallocating funds from tenant programs to the police or short-term shelters will not improve the safety of the city.
Whatever you feel about what we need to do with safety, it does not make us safer to throw families on the streets. To move things to short-term things like shelter beds when you're cutting long-term housing for those homeless people.
One of the most controversial aspects of Mayor Breed's proposed budget is a plan to reduce the Department of Early Childhood's funding by $50 million next fiscal year. She wants to suspend a tax on commercial property leases for sublease spaces to incentivize the opening of new businesses downtown. Aurora Gonzalez is a member of Fundación El Porvenir. It's an organization committed to ensuring a healthy future for generations to come. She says these cuts could negatively impact the future of San Francisco children.
This is the money for our families, for our children. We want she to understand our needs. Our children deserve a better place, as I mentioned before. Our children deserve a good education. Without this money, our children will not be able to have this education that they deserve.
Tenants and housing rights advocates say they want San Francisco supervisors to reject the mayor's proposed cuts and find other solutions to address the budget deficit. Supervisors are set to make their final changes next Wednesday. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Gilles Martel.